The calls come from here, the European Union Parliament in Brussels. About a fourth of the MEPs who will occupy these seats want all bloodshed in Gaza to stop. They also want Israel to urgently release women prisoners, the sick and the old. Nobel Prize winners and prominent intellectuals in Europe have joined in. One of them is Yasmina Khadra, the best-selling Algerian writer.
Nous sommes en train de vivre un monde de spectacle, de démence, de folie.
We are seeing disgusting drama, madness, craziness, confusion. The marriage of a star gets so much media attention. And suddenly you have a campaign which is calling the world to be more sober, to have more empathy.
Teams from Western countries are beginning to see the damage Israel has done to Palestine during this year's war. That's raised the conscience of those who couldn't even dare to criticize the Israeli government while it killed thousands of innocent civilians in Gaza. But what about the man who was once a soldier himself?
Where there is a tragedy, where there are large-scale crimes on the rise, actions are capable of dividing people and breaking and insulting human relations. I have to react. It is my duty.
C'est un devoir pour moi.
For NGOs in the West supporting the Palestinian cause, it's a welcome move. Late, but better than the silence that has continued for so long.
The history of decolonization shows that intellectuals have played an important role, be it in South Africa, Algeria or elsewhere. Their actions always help to alert the politicians who are slow to react in the wake of human suffering. As more than 200 MEPs have signed the petition, this will influence the new EU Parliament. It's time for Europe to take a clear stand against Israel and impose sanctions. The EU has special commercial ties with Israel, which are linked to respect of human rights. The EU can suspend such ties as long as Israel refuses to cooperate on this issue.
EU member states are yet to release an official statement to condemn Israel's actions. Until now, MEPs, intellectuals and Nobel laureates in Europe have only criticized Israel's actions on an individual basis. But as the global opinion turns against Israel's wars and occupations, there are hopes that the process could soon gather pace. Anastasia Proy, Press TV, Paris.